So we're back. What about sexual intimacy and singleness? So because we know that we're hardwired for our sexual urges and desires, and many people mm-hmm. are single, we probably, as ministers, need to be aware of some of these issues.
Right.
So here we go.
All right, the challenges of singleness and sexuality. One, marriage age is delayed.
Okay, we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Two, sexual harm and injury.
On that one, again, I mentioned I had a harm growing up. A lot of people have, some people are divorced. There might be other injuries, abuse. And as a single person, there's without a marriage partner, there can be some of those things you have no one to process them through. And it's a challenge of being single.
Right. Yep. Three, technology that aggravates the marriage orientation of sexual pleasure.
Yeah, so everywhere you go, the message is experience whatever you want in your own sexuality as a independent single person, not connected to any one person.
Right,
that's
right.
Very challenging.
It is, yeah. And under that, internet porn and metaverse. Ideas.
Yes, the metaverse is sort of the new thing coming. We're gonna more and more see that in the future, where I don't have to be in any relationship, but I can have a like almost a pseudo relationship that meets the need, a virtual relationship that meets the need without having the commitment to any one person anywhere. We're seeing some of that in Japan already,
right? Which we did touch on in an earlier section as well. All right, and then four, sexually separated from Christian marriage sexuality worldview.
Right, so children, exclusivity, all of those things are more and more out the
sexuality
door.
Sexuality is separated from Christian marriage, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, five, movies and media supporting non-marriage sexuality for singles.
Yes, in the late 1990s, I looked at it, there was an extensive study done where it said that most of the sexual encounters in media, movies, TV, were no longer in a marriage context.
Wow.
So we're talking like 90%.
Shift, yeah.
So that's already in the late 1990s.
Right. Which
now
is,
we're at the point where if you have a story and there is a sexual encounter in the story, if it was between a married couple, it'd be like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so very, very different world.
Wow. All right, some Christian single options. 1 Corinthians 7:33-34. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife, and his interests are divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband.
Okay, so let's talk about being a Christian single. Hey, an option is that you serve the Lord like the Apostle Paul did, and maybe you have the gift of singleness, and you do not have the same sexual intimacy desires, and you just give yourself to ministry. We have met people that are called like that, and they are wonderfully fulfilled, and it's a beautiful option.
Yes, it is. Single and devoted to ministry. This continues on in that vein. Acts 21:8. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. Is this a gift, or is this something you surrender in devotion to the Lord?
You know, I think that's a really interesting question. I believe for some it is a gift.
Yes.
But I do believe for others, it is a surrender to the Lord. The best of the Catholic Church experience was that many surrendered this area as a devotion to the Lord. And they were faithful for their whole life, even though they had the sexual urges that are common to all humanity. They surrendered that to the Lord.
Right.
And you know something? That's a beautiful thing. I know social sciences and people would say, well, that seems like abuse. No. our life on this earth is so short. We are forever with the Lord.
Right.
If someone were to surrender that to the Lord, and let's say God did not provide you a spouse, surrender to the Lord. And that would be a beautiful option. Others do have this gift.
Yeah.
And it
well,
is
you're,
a spiritual
you're,
gift.
Your cousin.
Oh.
Marsha did that for many years.
And then
yeah.
the Lord gave
then
her
the
a
Lord
husband.
And the Lord did bring, and then that shifted, and then they minister together
yes.
now. But it was her calling for over 40 years. So,
yeah.
yeah.
Pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, single and
single
content.
And content. Single and contently cool to sexual urges. Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
In this case, you are able to put your sexual urges on low, and you are busy with work and ministry. You may be open to a marriage relationship, but you are content as a single. And
right, which was Marsha was in that one,
yeah.
yes, that
you know,
for
like,
sure.
Yeah, and, yeah. And
she did feel called
yeah,
to
she
be
did.
Single for quite a long time.
And as a minister, I believe we need to communicate to others that these statuses are out there and get away from this victim thinking, like, if you're not married, oh, you're so less. No, you are. Yeah. What you know, there are beautiful single
yeah.
options that don't include marriage, and we ought to fan those into flames.
Right. Well, and as Paul said in that other, you don't have a division of your... you know, interests and what, you don't have to be concerned about a
yes.
husband, or if you have children, then children and all
mm-hmm.
that. If that's, you know, your calling is to
yes.
just serve the Lord, and that's beautiful. Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, single and content. Oh.
And this is continuing on in that same vein, like single, widowed, or divorced. 1 Timothy 5, 9 through 19 talks about no widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60. Has been faithful to her husband and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds.
Hmm. You know, I used to, when we were young, think, how could that be? But you know, if you were to die, in fact, we were talking about this yesterday, let's say you went to heaven. I don't know if I would get married. And you said the same.
Right.
You know, like we wouldn't. And there is a, I do understand there's a list of widow types of thing, widower, where you say, you know, what a beautiful life we've had, or that whole segment of your life is over and now a new era
right.
in your
right.
life, and
mm-hmm.
you're content just to
yes.
pursue your dream with the Lord, and your mm-hmm. maybe if you are a grandparent, or, you know, I could see that would
right.
be.
Yes.
An area
mm-hmm.
that, and I'm glad that Paul addressed
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes, me too. All right, then single, struggling, and burning.
Okay.
Single, lonely, and burning with sexual energy. 1 Timothy 5, verse 11. As for younger widows, do not put them on such a list. So continuing on from
yeah,
that
yeah.
way. For when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. 1 Timothy 5, 14 and 15. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already turned away to follow Satan.
What I like about Paul here is he doesn't leave it hidden. He just says, look, if sensual desires are real, and they
yeah.
must be addressed.
Yeah.
And don't have this, like, don't create a new thing where you can't be a minister unless you're a virgin.
Right, right.
You know, no, you can. In fact, people who have a high libido can be ministers. Singles with a high libido can be ministers.
Right.
And that's an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. God created sexual identity and sexual urges, and it's good. Just is good.
Right. In that, stay away from pleasure idolatry, developing a plan to stay away from this, 1 Timothy 5 verse 6, but the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives.
So, even though it's good that you have, if you have a high libido and you are a minister or you're ministering to people with high libidos who are single, it's all good. But we as Christians in this sanctification journey, right, stay away from those things that actually grieve the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. to worship pleasure and just to lose ourselves there, because, and have the excuse, well, I'm not married, so I'm just going to, you know, I have these urges, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. You know, that would be an example that would displease right. God. It would ask a question, am I even saved? Do I even really,
right.
you know, do I even,
yeah, the Bible is pretty,
you know,
clear,
do
right?
not,
yeah.
you know, do not sin yeah. that grace may abound, you know.
Right.
There
right.
is that
right.
honesty.
Right.
So let's talk a few conclusions here about this area, being single and dealing with sexual issues.
All right. Discern who you are and how your plan will address your biological urges.
Okay. So, see, we talked about these various...
It's really knowing yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
knowing yourself.
Yes, knowing
okay.
yourself.
Okay, so whenever, if yeah. you have a high libido, you would have a plan different than somebody who had a very cool libido.
Right. And yeah, just knowing where God is calling you. Yeah. Two, make a covenant with yourself to capture sexual thoughts to be in a future marriage or nostalgia marriage place. Development of marriage worldview fantasy.
Boy, that's an interesting mouthful, but so true. Make a covenant with yourself that, and again, this is a challenge because you've got pornography, you've got the movies, you've got a pervasive understanding that sexuality is separated from marriage. But to actually say, no, I'm going to imagine my world in a married state, even if I'm in a single state. And I'm going to do everything to keep my mind away from those things that would make me discontent, yet still enjoy, and even, you know, they use the word fantasy, you know, and we, you know, have imaginations and we have all that, but to keep those in a boundary, despite the fact that everything around us speaks against that.
Right.
I mean, that's like a fun discipleship adventure. You know, we could take it as, oh, no way, nobody's going to do it. Or the other way, we can say,
well, there are certain challenges for sure, but you're right.
Right.
Don't let that set you, stop you from.
Right.
yeah, taking that under control.
Well, and I do believe, I mean, Song of Songs is a good example. Song of Songs is in the Bible. Song of Songs can be read by a single. Song mm-hmm. of Songs is a beautiful sexual expression between a man and a woman. And a single can read that, and there's an example. And I do believe mm-hmm. that we can expose ourselves to literature of marriage sexuality that keeps our fantasy right. line, and that's who I am, and that's who my sexual person is.
Right.
So, yeah, but what we're saying, it is a challenge. We get mm-hmm. that. But we know that through the grace of God and through the sanctification journey, that is a journey that, as a single and ministers helping singles, is encourage them on. It is
yes.
a beautiful thing.
Create a lifestyle that connects with your goals. Stay busy with meeting your goals.
Right. So in that one, it is true. Like, let's say you are single because you lost your spouse. Okay. Stay busy on your goals, and you know, I see that with retired men, whether they're married or not married, but especially when they have a lot of time on their hands. Idleness is a terrible thing.
Right.
And you could be very faithful in keeping your imagination around marriage sexuality and then get totally idle and totally bored, and boom. And we have ministered to people that fit that profile many times, where they're doing really well. Mm-hmm. They're actually staying on the discipleship sanctification journey. They become idle. And what's that saying about the devil's workshop?
Idleness is the devil's workshop. Yes. Like,
idleness is the devil's workshop. Yeah. So to be single and to stay busy, yeah, it is a real healing lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Develop boundaries that keep your goals on track.
Okay. And the boundaries would be, don't create a world where pornography is like plentiful for you, to keep, really we should mention that is if you're single and alone and have no accountability. Now, we've rented one of our condos, a vacation condo that we aren't going to use, blah, 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 long story, but to a person who is actually getting another single to live there and ask permission. It was really interesting because he's a sincere Christian at age 30. He's getting married in November.
So is this like an accountability?
Yes, he did not want to be totally alone because totally alone all the time.
Yeah, so
opens yourself up to trouble. Yeah. So, maybe when you think of your housing situation, you may have a lot of resources to go alone, but maybe you say, I'm going to be with someone else because I want the companionship to be there.
That's a good plan. Yep. 5, if you masturbate, keep masturbation free from porn and in moderation. And we'll talk more about that on the masturbation section.
So we'll not mention that because the whole presentation on the masturbation issue. So we'll wait on that. Can you be single and faithful? Yes. Mm-hmm. You may not be perfect in this because it's a lot of time on your hand. But remember the difference between the sanctification and justification. You are saved. Now you're just like someone who's married. You're ridding yourself of those things that sin against yourself, sin against God, sin against your future spouse. Yeah, again, when I say sin, this sounds like there's condemnation. I'm just saying, I'm being honest with us that, whether you're married or whether you're single, you've got a sanctification journey.
Right, right.
And the single one is different than the married person one, but it's just as much. You've got a faithful God who listens to your prayer. If you mess up, He is faithful and just will forgive you your sins. Right. You've got a community of believers that are around mm-hmm. you. If you're ministering to single, or you're single who ministering to others, we have a witness. We have a testimony. We have a journey. As we share that, we can see a world, whether you're single or whether you're married, God is glorified, and we are all on a journey. And our sexuality is not evil over against us.
Right.
It becomes a very beautiful thing.